In a huge warehouse facility nestled between cow pastures, dozens of optical scan tabulators were cranking hundreds of ballots fed into them by staff. A total of 199 new machines were purchased. The public tested 3 machines at regular polling locations. The remaining 196 were tested under public view. Kathy Dent was on site observing the process.
We are testing all of the scanners that we purchased from Premier so that we will have a comfort level that all of them are recording accurately, that we will be testing all of the other components of the voting system and how they interact together. Right now, this group is feeding a predetermined test deck into the scanners so that they will be able to, at the end of the running the ballots through, we know what the outcome should be, and then we will run the totals tape, and the totals tape should match what the predetermined outcome is. It'll come out on a paper tape, and then we will modem that information downtown to Election Central.
The Sarasota Democratic Party has formed an election watch committee. Larry Altman is a member. His involvement with election systems began when he sat on a citizens' advisory committee for the county. Their recommendations factored in on the decision by commissioners to scrap the touchscreen system.
I just want to see how these things are going to work. I'm a clerk in one of the precincts as well.
Now, what are those gray, light gray colored boxes that they're putting the paper into?
Be nice to it.
Was a light? That's the voting tabulator.
Is that tabulator rebelling?
Yeah, that one is. I'm just curious what just happened.
Got up too early.
Uh-oh. That was... Well, there was some gear grinding noise. It rejected the ballot totally, even though it's obviously a valid ballot, and I can see from looking over here that it is a valid ballot.
By noontime, inside the Sarasota County Terrace building, nearly 100 people had already stopped to mock vote on a single optical scan tabulator. I decided to try out voting myself, but purposely marked my ballot incorrectly to see what would happen.
Fill in the ovals with the pen that's provided. When you get through, goes right into the secrecy sleeve with the top sticking out.
Okay.
And over to the ballot box to be counted.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See, we got our little voting booth here. A little pen. Let's see.
Oops.
Uh-oh, okay. It rejected it.
It says, okay, overvoted. And race 3. Did you? Yes, you did.
Okay.
Do you want that? Do you want this ballot to go through?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. I'll be right there.
If you didn't, we could have given you a new ballot.
The mock election ended at 7 p.m., the regular time elections closed down. At 8 p.m., county commissioners filed into election headquarters to perform a mock canvas board and mandatory audit. Absentee ballots completed by residents of assisted care facilities were fed into different tabulators. Kathy Dent showed me what happens when voter intent is uncertain.
When you get ballots like that, are they still a valid ballot and would be counted in a regular election?
Yes, they will be counted. It's just that in order for them to be processed through the scanners, we have to duplicate each of these ballots.
So it looks like they had their own pens.
This is an overvote.
Now, why would that person put their initial on there?
They put an X through it afterwards.
What they want, not this one. But it has to be duplicated to run through for Leno to count.
I see. So you can legitimately change your mind as long as you initial it?
And the canvassing board looks at it and for voter intent.
The final step to complete the mock election test was to practice a mandatory audit. In an election in Palm Beach County last month, it was discovered that a miscount had occurred during their review. Sarasota County Commissioners transformed themselves into an audit panel to complete the day's process.
This is an audit, not a recount. Therefore, we are ignoring voter intent. This is only to match up how the machine would count this ballot. Therefore, there are a few in here that have circled something as opposed to fill in the oval. If you have a question as to how the machine would count it, raise your hand and we'll figure it out.
How about an overvote?
And there is a column on here or a row here for undervotes and overvotes. If they leave it blank, it's an undervote. If they fill in more than one, it's an overvote.
For WMNF, this is Virginia Hoffman reporting from Sarasota, Florida.